What's an average day like when the two of you hang out? Like, what do you guys talk about? Or what was like maybe the last thing you guys said to one another?
When we catch up, because she is right now in Paris and I'm still in Israel, so when we catch up, we talk like maybe once a month thoroughly on the phone. We do like a FaceTime call and it goes for hours, but mostly it's about our process as like young adults and like where we are in life and how our characters kind of change and shift and how we're experimenting with different environments. And she just started an internship at Amazon and she's telling me how, wow, like being in this company, something that she's envisioned would be exactly what she wanted. But now she's thinking like, wait, this is not the setting that gives me inspiration. So even though it looked nice of what she envisioned for herself, but now she understands it's not something she connects to. And we're kind of always talking about like these things of how we're evolving and we're sharing those experiences. And I think we love doing that.
I think like when you have a catch up with someone, like it's so like, I don't know, like you want to know so much and like you have such a short space of time. So like you always have to schedule these things in, you know, just to make sure you keep that contact going. And I know you mentioned that you're taking core classes at the moment. But so right now, do you guys share like any favorite topics or professors or courses at the moment? And like, are there any things that makes you guys like competitive with each other? Like, is it that sort of friendship, like where you guys are like, hey, I'm doing this, and then it like kind of makes you motivated to also do it. Like, yeah.
Between me and my friend,
Yeah, between you and Esther.
we do share an like a professor that we really she really enjoyed, and I now have the pleasure to enjoy, and his name is Max Dednil. She would always tell me about him, and I understand why she like is in love with his teaching style. And then we were never competitive. Even in high school, like we were very good students, very high grades, but we are very different in our styles of life and our styles of like mindset. So our friendship is based on just support and making sure that if I ask her a question about my school or my decisions, she will make sure to navigate me through what makes it good for me and what matches me as a person, what will make me happy rather than us trying to compete for something. So I feel like that's our friendship, making sure that we're true to ourselves.